You might like to say that the Hastings Raiders girls basketball team has grown by leaps and bounds. I'll jump into basketball terms and say that the Raiders have grown by dribbles and assists. After a rough start to the season, the Hastings Raiders girls basketball team has played so well over their past 7 games. And Hastings is only a couple of possessions away from winning 6 straight games after losing last week to Hill Murray 68-62 and then at Matamidi 69-68. But that was coming off of 4 straight wins for the Raiders, and head coach Scott Adaman loves the way his team is playing.
Now that we're into our conference, outside of those non-conference games where we're playing teams who we play twice a year every year, teams that we know we're expecting to go into their gym, they're going to come into ours. You know, there's definitely some buildup because our multi-sport athletes play all these same teams in all their other sports, yeah. And they start to recognize girls and all of that. But for us to be competitive in these games right now, to be going into the final 2 minutes with every chance to walk out with a win, has been fantastic for the girls. A lot of our varsity girls have not had that experience of coming down the stretch being competitive in these games. So it's a lot of these are first-time experiences, whether it's being up by a few points with a couple minutes to go and holding on to that lead and really making good shot selections, or being down by a couple points and really needing to up the tempo or, you know, pick up the full court to give us a chance to get out of the game with a win. And that's all you can ask as a coach, is that your kids are working their tails off, they're being competitive, they're being coachable, and putting their team in a chance to win.
And it's not like the Raiders have been playing a different style of competition. The blue and gold are just playing better. Coach Adaman on what switch flipped right around the new year.
Honestly, Puckett came from off the floor. It was our holiday tournament. We played a couple teams who were well above 500, just a couple lost teams, and we got our butts whooped. We got worked. And to go 3 days in a row into the locker room and to kind of look at each other and say, how does this feel? How could we have done? And where do we want to be in a month from now? What kind of team do we want to be going into end of January, beginning of February, playing our best basketball? What kind of team do we want to be? And collectively, we decided that we need to identify our weaknesses, and we want to work on them and turn them into strengths. Things like protecting the basketball, bringing it up, handling the ball, guard work, and transferring those ideas of what we want to work on as a team, not just as a coaching staff, but what the girls are noticing from film, their in-game experiences, and taking that to the hardwood in practice. Working on things not just to where coaches feel that, hey, we're getting better, but to the girls are confident, saying we're better at this. We're seeing the teaching points. We're able to take that coaching in. We're able to really dive into it and transfer it to games. Really what it comes down to is the girls, what they want out of the season. And they want to be good basketball players. They want to be competitive, and they want to go on a run here at the end of the season.
There's no doubt that the Raiders have one of the best players in the state in Mallory Brake. But early in the season, it was all about who is going to step up and help number 14 to take some pressure off and to allow the Raiders to play more of a team basketball game. Every one of the girls on this Raider team has taken advantage of their chances and played their roles wonderfully.
We write on the board every single time we go to compete that our strength is within our numbers. And we talk a lot about in the game of basketball is that we need 5 girls on the floor doing their jobs, filling their roles. And you're right, the girls the last couple years have been, you know, get Mal the ball, let Mal take over. And we still have somewhat of that philosophy, but we want it to happen organically. And that means that we need girls attacking the rim offensively. You know, getting the ball up on top, nice pump fake, jab step to the right, attacking left, and then getting to the rim or kick out, and then Mal's getting the ball after a couple of these actions have happened. The girls are starting to understand that we can add to our team, to our statistics, to our game plan, if they're willing to be threats offensively. And then you talk about defensively, it's one of our biggest areas of growth this year, is that we have a bunch of girls who are making it a priority to keep the ball in front of them, keep their girl in front of them, not being willing to get beat. And of course, everyone gets beat. We work on help side all the time, you know, but the girls are taking that accountability piece of saying, I can be a good defender. I can also be a threat on offense. When 5 girls have that, then Mal can do her thing, not as a third party, but just for it to happen as an actual basketball player, as opposed to just bringing up the ball and attacking and it's all her. If we can get her the ball at different parts of the floor, under the hoop, out on the wing, top of the key, that's when she's able to play her best basketball, and that's when she's able to get others involved.
Coach Adaman on how the Raiders' defensive game has picked up over the last handful of games.
You know, it takes reps in practice. It takes continuous different situations guarding the ball, whether it be you're guarding the ball on the strong side of the floor, yep, or the weak side, and being able to know what your steps are before it happens. You know, being able to see the floor so well that you know if she's going to drive baseline, what your job is to do. If she's going to drive over the top of the key, what your job is to do. If there's a quick skip and you've got to close out, take away the shot first, and then get into a defensive stance and a no-middle stance, knowing all these situations of what's going to happen. But it really starts with shutting down the basketball on one side of the floor and keeping that there. If we draw a line right down the middle of the floor from rim to rim and the ball gets worked to one side, that's the side of the floor we want to keep the ball. And keeping that ball in front of us makes us be able to stay in good defensive position, not getting the ball reversed. It all starts with whoever's guarding at the top of the key.
Now the Raiders will have games on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday this week, and it will have a bit of a playoff feel to it. Coach Adamant explains.
Yeah, you know, just take a Friday game on the road and due to weather, you know, have to reschedule it. And, you know, it was nice to have that nice little break for the girls as the season can get a little bit long and, you know, go through finals and all that school stuff and to need some mental health days. So the break was really okay, and then to reschedule it, you got to put it somewhere so it goes right in between two other games, and you know, it takes away a practice day, which is fine. You know, the girls are competing, they're ready to compete, but it gives us a chance to, like you said, simulate a playoff run, but also go in, play a game, execute a game plan that fits our opponent, take a bus ride home, go to bed, get up, go to school, get back on the floor early, nice little shoot around, and to start preparing for a new opponent without practices. You know, it's really like professionals. You know, you got to come up ready to play. You got to be engaged. And you have to understand what our focus points are dependent on the opponent. And that's where we talk about not just executing on the floor, but having that basketball IQ to be able to change depending on our opponent.
That was head coach Scott Adamant of the Hastings Raiders girls basketball team, who will have a busy week on Tuesday at home against Tartan at 7 p.m., Wednesday at South St. Paul, Friday back home against the Simley Spartans.